This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay. Oh, my nose is running. All right. So I was gone for a couple days. I wasn't goofing off. It was the Jewish New Year. A lot of you guys are kind of confused because there's a bunch of Jews running around going, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And you're like, wait a second. There's no champagne. You're not drunk. And the Jews are like, yeah, it's our New Year. And I'm a little overwhelmed by how religious our holiday is because we call it the New Year, and so you're thinking we're going to get to dress up and wear heels, and I could put on my sparkly eyeshadow and, you know, stand out in the cold and get all stupid and go Happy New Year, and it's not. Like any other Jewish holiday, it's some serious stuff. It's serious, you know, like Hanukkah. You know, we have Christmas and Hanukkah roughly at the same time. So it was like, yay, Hanukkah presents, and Hanukkah's actually a serious holiday. It reminds us of when we were killed and persecuted and had to overcome, and the temple was desecrated. I mean, it's like every time we think Judaism, we're going to get a break, where we're going to get to, like, you know, enjoy and have a party, there's some death story with it. Well, Purim. Purim is supposed to actually be the one holiday in Judaism where you just party it up and you drink. But still, Jews were getting killed. So you can't really celebrate Purim without going through the story of people getting killed and, you know, and so it that just, you know what, when you sign up to be a Jew, that's kind of what you do. You know, you yeah. And so the Jewish New Year, you know, you could tell us Happy New Year, that's fine. All right, and you could please offer us alcohol, okay? Because I got to tell you, man, with all the days of praying, you know, we could sure use a couple shots. But it's just not like that. So you go to temple, and our head of the New Year starts, you know, we are on the lunar calendar. Everybody asks, why are Jews, you know, and Muslims on a different calendar? Well, because we just like to be difficult, I guess. No, it's we go by the lunar cycle, and so usually the moon, like a month is 4 weeks. And so that's why we always seem to be off. And Hanukkah seems to come at a different time of year and all that other stuff, because the lunar calendar doesn't really kind of always be in sync with the Gregorian calendar and the solar calendar. In Judaism, we have an extra month to play with. So Hanukkah can hopefully always fall on Hanukkah, and the Jewish New Year could always kind of roughly fall in the fall. In Islam, they really stick to the lunar calendar, so that like Ramadan will come at different times during the year. You can't say, okay, Ramadan will always come in the summer. It won't happen that way. So anyway, so you go to temple. And the Jewish New Year, we're supposed to pray for God's forgiveness. We're supposed to ask to be inscribed in the Book of Life. We're supposed to reflect on how we were this last year. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was pretty good. I was pretty good. But the funny thing is as we come to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we're supposed to, like, you know, forgive our enemies. Now, I don't really have a lot of enemies. I've gone through life, believe it or not, with very little drama. I've really had no reason to fight with anybody, you know? I mean, I moved out of the house when I was 18. I supported myself. I went to UNLV, went to medical school. I didn't really have any enemies. I didn't really, you know. And then recently, a couple people just came into my life and just started screwing things up in my life. And, yeah, I was like, oh, hell no. And I got all kind of mama bear, and I was like, back off. I forgive them, but here's my problem with forgiveness, and this is why being Jewish to me is really, really hard. Okay, if I see people wronging other people, I don't want to forgive them because I don't want them to think, oh, it's okay. I'm going to just be forgiven, and I can now be a jerk to other people. And so, you know, I kind of fight with God on this one, going, I don't want to forgive people who are jerks. I don't care about what they did to me. I could get over it. But I don't want them to keep doing bad to other people. And so I kind of feel like I got to, like, intervene. And God's like, no, no, don't intervene, butt out. I'm like, but I can't butt out. He's like, butt out. Okay, I'm telling you. And I'm like, well, who the, yes, sir. So, you know, this is always kind of a very frustrating time because, you know, you're supposed to kind of forgive your enemies. And I don't really have any enemies, but the jerks, I kind of want them to know they're jerks. Now, what also kind of made this kind of hard is I pulled out my back, you know, remember last week. And so in temple, you have to, like, you know, you stand up and then you sit back down, you know, it's all rise. And then you sit back down and pray and then all rise. Kind of like when you're, you know, at your trial. Have any of you guys ever been to trial? Well, I mean, I've been to other people's trials. I've never committed a crime. Have you guys ever thought of that? What crime you would commit if you ever committed a crime? I think about that all the time. I would never murder or anything like that. But if I was ever going to get in trouble accidentally for a crime, I think it would be prostitution. Not because I want to be a prostitute or I would ever do that. But check this out. This is where I think I would accidentally commit a crime. Because get this. Okay, let's say Corey leaves me and Michael Fassbender's in town. And Michael Fassbender goes, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so sexy. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. I thought this through. And Michael Fassbender and I decide to hook up. Right? And then afterwards, when we're, like, talking about, you know, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so good. I was like, yeah. He goes, I have a lot of money. I have so much money, I don't need all that money. Do you want any of my money? I'd be like, I'd love to have your money. I could donate to charity. I could buy, you know, a better car. Yeah, I would love to have some of your money. Boom. Now I get in trouble for prostitution. See, that's where I got to be really, really careful. Again, you don't get in trouble for prostitution if you only have sex when you're married. But I just don't see Michael Fassbender asking me to marry. I totally see him asking me for sex. I just do. I just think because, you know, he's probably like, man, she's Dr. Dahlia. But I don't. But if he ever says, look, I got extra money if you want some, and I'm like, yeah, I'd love to have some extra money, it would look like I got money for sex. So that's where I hope I never break the law, because that's some scary stuff. Just how do you say no to money? And how do you say no to sex with Michael Fassbender? So anyway, back to the Jewish New Year. If you see Jews running around and they go, Happy New Year, you know, again, just you know, go along and go, you know, fine, Happy New Year, have a good one. And, you know, let us, you know, blow the shofar and do all the other stuff we're supposed to do because we're trying to be good Jews. All right, 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So our next guest is very, very cool. He is an attending physician and a specialist in hematology oncology, director of the Cooperative Sickle Cell Donor Program at Lurie Children's Hospital, Chicago. He's an associate professor of pediatrics. See, I was only an assistant professor. He's an associate professor, which means he knows a lot more than I. And he stem cell transplantation. He's a really smart guy. Also at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. And what blows my mind about Dr. Mack, before I could introduce him, is, you know, I donate blood, and I talk about donating blood, you know, but I don't know who ends up getting, you know, my blood, and I, you know, I leave and I have my cookie. Dr. Mack, he not only walks the talk, but he talks the talk, but he walks the walk. He's actually donated his own blood to his patients. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very honored to have Dr. Kyle Mack join us. Hi, Dr. Mack, how are you?
Hi there, how are you? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for all you do. Okay, so, you know, tell us more about your specialty, you know, or tell my listeners. I should know because, but, you know, it always is good to get a refresher. Tell us more about what you do in Hem-Onc for us, please.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm a pediatric hematologist, so I take care of kids who have blood disorders, which include sickle cell disease, thalassemia, different types of bleeding disorders, different types of white blood cell disorders. But I have a primary interest in taking care of patients who have sickle cell disease.
That's fantastic. You know, obviously your field hits home to me because I had an uncle who, you know, had pediatric leukemia, died within 2 weeks. This was, you know, back in the 50s. And so I'm very, you know, definitely humbled by, you know, the severity of these diseases that can affect our blood cells. And, you know, with sickle cell, it's just a simple protein that just, you know, is abnormal that can cause such havoc. Explain what sickle cell is.
Right. So sickle cell disease is one of the diseases we learn about very early on in medical school. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's a problem with hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is a major protein inside of our red blood cells, and hemoglobin delivers oxygen to all of our tissues. And so patients that have a mutation in one of the proteins that helps make up the hemoglobin protein is abnormal, and there's just a one amino acid shift that results in the red blood cell, instead of being donut-shaped, becoming sickled-shaped. And so it's almost like it becomes, instead of an O, it becomes like a C, and that red cell becomes very stiff. It can rupture, and it can cause a whole host of symptoms, including problems with pain, problems with infections, and conditions where patients need to be transfused blood.
Mm-hmm. You know, listeners, if you could ever Google an image of a sickled blood cell versus a regular blood cell, I posted pictures of regular blood cells, and they look like those soft, you know, those things you guys put in the pool where you sit, those floaters, those, I don't know what we call them, those ring float thingies, right? Red blood cells kind of look like that, but a sickled cell, it almost looks like it has sharp edges. And as Dr. Mack points out, these kids get these crises where when they get into these sickled crises, it's so painful. Explain what happens when a child goes into crisis.
Yeah, so essentially when those red cells shift from becoming kind of donut-shaped to becoming sickled-shaped, they can rupture and they can cause reactions where you ultimately get sticky red blood cells, you get decreased blood flow to vital organs, you can get decreased blood flow to the vessels in your pinky toe, you can get decreased blood flow to the vessels in your bones, and so that can manifest as pain, and this pain can be very severe, severe enough that patients need to go into the emergency room and get admitted for analgesics. And these sickled red cells can occur, like I mentioned, in any organ, including in the spleen, and the spleen is one of the organs that helps protect us from getting infections, and so sickle cell patients are uniquely susceptible to getting pain and uniquely susceptible to having frequent infections.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Mack, pediatric hematology oncologist from Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. You know, very interesting. When I went to school, this was primarily an issue you would see in African American children, and we're seeing a huge rise in cases in Hispanic children, probably because of the population shift. What are you noticing? Which ethnicities are you seeing this most commonly?
Yeah, so we primarily see it in people of African descent, but as you know, and your listeners know, the slave trade led to people of African descent not only in the Americas but also in Caribbean islands and in South America. And so we see patients from Mexico, we see patients from some of the Caribbean islands, from Central America, and it really just requires someone who has inherited a mutation from someone of African descent in the past. And so as populations become more and more diverse, we see patients who might appear like a typical African-American patient and patients who just have African descent, who may not look like an African-American, but in fact do have the sickle mutation.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what also I teach medical students about is, you know, you'll have patients who, when you had described that the blood vessel can burst, you know, that it could cause obviously a form of anemia and abnormality of blood and less iron. And so when, you know, students examine a child with strep throat or with an ear infection, you know, they'll tell me, yeah, well, it's not red, so it's not infected. The problem is somebody with sickle cell can have disease and they just won't show the redness. Same thing with infection.
Yeah, so they can, patients can have sickling episodes, like I mentioned, in every organ in the body. And the amount of pain that patients can experience can be exquisitely significant. So much so that we have patients who have various types of procedures, and usually those procedures require sedation. And when I have a sickle cell patient who has a similar procedure, they will often tell me that the procedure that they're getting that sometimes requires sedation in patients is nothing in relation to the vaso-occlusive episodes that they have that mm-hmm. require pain medicines to be taken at home or sometimes to be administered in the emergency room or in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of the American Red Cross and, you know, blood banks across the United States for all they do. And I'm a huge fan of yours with what you do with blood donation. Kind of explain to us how you got involved with blood donation.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, one of my main interests is sickle cell disease, and I take care of children who have sickle cell disease, and these patients can have complications where they need to get red cell transfusions on a recurring basis. And what we've learned over time is that many of us know our blood type. You know, I, for example, am O positive, and so that reflects some of the major proteins on the red cell membrane, but there are minor proteins on the red cell membrane that are more likely to be similar of people of a similar ethnicity. And so for my sickle cell patients who are getting blood on a recurring basis, meaning every month, for certain unique complications, if they are frequently coming in to get blood, they may make antibodies against proteins that their bodies have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that in this country, most people who donate blood are of Caucasian descent. And so what we're doing is here at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital, we have a partnership with our local Red Cross, and we go out into the community and recruit African Americans to specifically donate blood for our children here at Lurie who have sickle cell disease, who need chronic transfusions.
It's fantastic. It's something that you know, we just don't think about. You know, it's and you yourself have donated blood to your patients. My patients don't want mine because they think they're going to, you know, make bad jokes and have an affinity towards glitter. But I'm sure your patients love your blood. You know, in the last final minute, you know, anything you'd like to convey to our listeners about, you know, how important it is to treat blood disease and, you know, be there for, you know, our patients?
Yeah, so I had a unique experience where via our blood donor program, I happened to donate blood at a local Red Cross blood drive, and I follow on the Red Cross donor app the status of my blood. So I got a chance to follow what stage the blood that I donated was at, and it turned out that it had been stored, and I happened to be in the hospital taking care of a patient, and I got a notification after I ordered blood for my patient that the blood that I donated had made it to a patient. And so, in essence, it is possible that the blood that I donated about a month earlier actually made it to one of my own patients.
Well,
so what
amen.
I would just say to your listeners is that if you're 16 years of age or older and weigh at least 110 pounds and you're feeling healthy, you too can donate blood and help a patient in need.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Mack, for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the Finland president to the White House on Wednesday. The president, talking to reporters, denied doing anything wrong in a phone call with the president of Ukraine and also discusses a whistleblower.
Look, I think a whistleblower should be protected if the whistleblower's legitimate. But when the whistleblower makes a big report on the conversation I had with a president of Ukraine, and it was a great conversation, we talked mostly about congratulations on your win. Lindsey Graham said, I never knew you were that nice a person. He said, you never asked him for anything. You were really, really nice.
The FAA is ordering airlines that fly older Boeing 737s to check them for structural cracks. The FAA issued the order on Wednesday after some aircraft in China were discovered to have cracks. 1,900 planes in the United States are affected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So breaking news this morning was Bernie Sanders was on the campaign trail in Las Vegas when he started to have some chest pain. This was a Tuesday night. And actually underwent a artery procedure, cardiovascular procedure, and is doing fine, well, in good spirits, and has suspended campaigning until further notice. And that's kind of normal in this situation because, you know, doctors don't want him saying, oh, yeah, I'll be back next week. They need to make sure that, you know, the procedure holds. And we'll talk a little bit about what happened. So basically, his senior advisor, Jeff Weaver, said following medical evaluation and testing, he was found to have a blockage in one artery, and two stents were successfully inserted. Senator Sanders is conversing and in good spirits. He will be resting up over the next few days. We are canceling his events and appearances until further notice, and we will continue to provide appropriate updates. So, of course, you know, people have been on social media, you know, making comments that I'm not very proud of, you know, seeing people kind of going back and forth. And, you know, he's a 78-year-old man, despite how you feel about his politics. You know, we wish him well. I mean, you don't want to see anybody undergo any sort of, you know, procedure or, you know, have a possible heart attack. But I do understand that people are very, very passionate about their health care. And so if, you know, they see somebody who, you know, is kind of touting socialized medicine, and then he's able to get, you know, amazing treatment. Yeah, you know, some people are upset. They're like, well, you know, are we going to get the same treatment that he does under his new plan? So I understand why emotions are stirring. I do. You know, I can't tell you how long it took him to get addressed. I can't tell you which hospital he's at and how, you know, I mean, he's probably taken care of, you know, at a place that I've worked and by people I know. And I'm very confident that he's going to do fantastic because we got amazing doctors here in Las Vegas, you know. But he was having some chest discomfort during the campaign event. He's 78 years old. But he's an active guy, strong guy. So I think he's going to be fine. So apparently he arrived in Las Vegas on Tuesday around 5:30 p.m. local time. Then he went to the Las Vegas Community Healing Garden to pay tribute to the second anniversary of October 1, you know, because we had our mass shooting 2 years ago. And then two cardiologists familiar with the procedure, who had not treated him personally, told CNN that the center's recovery will be swift. Dr. Roxana Miran from the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City did not do the procedure, but she said if a stent is chosen to treat his blocked artery, it's good news in some ways because it must not be that much severe or multiple blockages that will require a bypass. So basically what happens is somebody's artery gets clogged, and it could be from arteriosclerosis, it could be from 78 years of plumbing, you know, it happens. You get calcium deposits, etc. So if your heart is not receiving the blood flow it needs, you're very fortunate if you feel pain. Diabetics, women sometimes don't feel pain, which is why silent heart attacks can be really, really deadly. But Bernie Sanders was fortunate enough to feel pain. So they did an EKG, most likely. Then they did probably an angiogram, and they found that he had a single blockage. So in the olden days, you know, we would try to do blood thinners. We might have to do surgery. Now they could actually do angioplasty, and where they basically put a little wire mesh tube called a stent within that blockage, as long as it's not 100%, obviously, it's open enough where they could keep the artery open. And these stents are coated with medication to help keep the artery open so you don't clot. So you have like a little baby tiny balloon where your artery is clogged. They help widen the artery. They've got to be really, really careful because we don't want to break off pieces of the plaque. And then they could insert the little mesh tube. And it allows blood flow very quickly. It doesn't require a lot of post-op time because it's not a big surgical procedure. You don't have to have your chest cracked open like in the olden days. They could go through an artery in the leg, go up, you know, and go through the arteries and get up into the heart area without having to mess with the chest. And so it's a fantastic thing we could do. You know, I mean, if you have multiple arteries, then we have to do bypass. And bypass is where you take a healthy vessel that doesn't have clogging. Usually we'll use maybe veins. And transplant them because most arteries have, you know, if somebody has, you know, arteriosclerotic disease, they'll usually have it in a lot of their arteries. So they'll basically graft in a new vessel that will allow the blood to go. So we bypass the bad vessel, use the new one, and get blood flow to the heart. And it's been a fantastic procedure that's kind of kept people alive, but it's very, very invasive. You know, and, you know, when I would be in training, you still see this where people who had that sort of surgery, you would see metal wires all across their sternum because, you know, their sternum had to be opened up to get to the heart. It's a pretty invasive surgery. What Bernie Sanders had is now what, you know, we now have that's newer in order to address arterial blockage where we could put in a stent. And so, you know, some people actually can go home same day. Same day, because it's a catheter-based procedure. Nobody has to get their chest opened up, etc. Then we usually have you follow up within a week. I mean, they check on you next day, obviously, but they, you know, usually you got to follow up in a week, make sure that it's still working, still holding its own, still keeping the vessel patent. And so it's phenomenal what we could do nowadays, and we could even do it during a heart attack. So, your job is to make sure you don't get arteriosclerosis. Okay? You need to make sure that you don't have artery clogging because you don't want to get any of these things. But you also, your job is to make sure that you have, you know, very, very quick access to a hospital if you do have chest pain. Don't blow off chest pain. You know, a lot, we're coming into flu season. That's a very, very scary time for the heart because people will, you know, have a cough and they'll have the flu, so they'll feel achy and they'll think their chest pain is from their cough or their flu. Meanwhile, flu and winter season could affect the heart. So any sort of chest pain, I suggest getting that checked out. And before we get into flu season, before you have the chest pain, get your heart checked out. Get your cholesterol checked, get your blood pressure checked, get your blood sugar checked, have an EKG if you're at high risk, family history of heart disease, maybe have a cardiologist put you on a stress test, do a stress test to see if, well, the reason I would do the stress test is as you run or walk fast on a stress test or you do the medication and do stress tests, the artery will narrow, which usually happens when you're doing heavy exercise. If your artery narrows and you still have beautiful blood flow to the heart, we know you don't have, you know, blockage. But if with simple walking or treadmill testing or exercise or stress testing, you have severe blood flow issues to the heart, we know you have blockage. There's also CAT scans that we could do to look at arterial blockage. So there's a lot of different things, you know, we could do. The angioplasty might not always take. Sometimes these stents can can form. The body might try to reject them. The body might try to, you know, clot and protect the body from it, and then that can be a problem. So you're usually on blood thinners, and you're usually on stents that are kind of coated with blood thinners to make sure that doesn't happen. So what we've been able to do in medicine is absolutely fantastic. Whether that's something we're going to have access to with socialized medicine, you'd think we would, you know, but again, it's a crapshoot. You know, but I'm very, very glad that Bernie Sanders got the care he needed. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be back on the campaign trail. You know, but, you know, 78 years old, it's definitely, you know, a very, very challenging time for anybody with heart disease. The 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I guess we need to stop doing the okay sign. Overnight, you saying okay, making that okay sign, I guess is now bad. It's a sign of hate. It's a sign of bigotry. And can't do it. And I know this kind of blew a lot of our minds because I do the okay sign as an emoji.
It's a finger and thumb gesture. In fact, when I test your dexterity and your ability to abduct your thumb, I make you make an okay sign where you connect your index finger and thumb and then have your other three fingers like A-okay. So apparently it is an expression of white supremacy. Well, who knew? Now, this is according to the Anti-Defamation League. Now, they do understand that there's overwhelming usage of the hand gesture, and it does show approval, you know, or that someone is okay. And they say particular care must be taken not to jump to conclusions about the intent, but to find somebody who has used the gesture. But apparently, these are being used by the neo-Nazis. Well, I don't know why. And it's not just the upside-down one. I mean, I'm looking at a picture where I guess they're actually putting their hand out, kind of like how Hitler, and they're doing the okay sign. I don't understand that. So the Anti-Defamation League started its, quote, hate on display list in 2000 with the aim of helping people recognize signs of extremism. It now has over 200 entries, including the swastika and the Ku Klux Klan burning cross. According to ABL boss Jonathan Greenblatt, he said, even as extremists continue to use symbols that may be years or decades old, they regularly create new symbols, memes, and slogans to express hateful sentiments. We believe law enforcement and the public needs to be informed about the meaning of these images, which can serve as the first warning sign to the presence of haters in a community or school. Now, they're right about that. I mean, the ADL is right to educate us on, guys, the okay signal sign is now being used by people, by neo-Nazis. But, I make a lot of hand gestures. You know, when I'm driving, especially. But, I do like to show nice hand, you know, like, I got you. I do that all the time. Apparently, the ADL says that this okay symbol has been a popular trolling tactic from right-leaning individuals. Right-leaning? Who often post photos to social media of themselves posing while making the gesture. Now, we got to be really, really careful. Right-leaning, okay? You know, if somebody's right, doesn't mean they're bigoted, okay? I mean, there's a lot of Jews that are right, conservative, Republican. So, they got to be careful with that statement. So, apparently, this A-OK sign being bad started out as an online joke on 4chan, taking an innocent gesture and pretending there was a hidden meaning behind it, hoping to trick the media and left-leaning people to outrage. But the joke was so successful and widespread among the far right that many believe the OK sign is changing meaning. And they say the man accused of killing 51 people at mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, had earlier flashy OK hand sign when he was in court. And then he pleaded not guilty to murder. Now, I just, I wish we stopped saying far right and far left. I think we need to stop doing that. All right? When you have somebody who's a Nazi, they're a Nazi. Don't say they're liberal for communism. Don't say they're Republican for capitalism. Right, left, they're Nazis. If you have somebody that's a bigot, they're a bigot. But I guess in these media stories, they, you know, talk about far right, far left, all right? But, you know, back to this okay sign. I don't have a problem with educating the public and telling people, okay, guys, you know, this is something that other people are using. The problem is we have a family now that is outraged after a universal character made an okay symbol on the six-year-old's shoulder. Now, apparently, I don't know if you guys remember Despicable Me. So, I'm looking at a photo of a six-year-old girl, and she's standing in front of Gru, somebody dressed up as Gru, and he has an upside-down okay symbol with his fingers, while his hand is on her shoulder. Now, I don't know if he was trying to... I mean, you know, that's not an accidental hand movement. So, here you have a minion, you have Gru, the girl comes up, And then he purposely, I'm watching the video, he purposely makes that signal on her shoulder. So, of course, the family is outraged, and if he was doing that to show by, that's, and I understand freedom of speech, I get that, but you're talking about a kid here. So, you know, people who have hate, people who are bigoted, they're going to want to display it. And I don't know how to stop it, you know? And I think we do need to not only educate people, but kind of have a, you know, no tolerance policy. The problem is we go after the wrong things. So, I don't know if you guys heard what's going on in New York City. You could get fined $250,000 if you use a term, illegal alien, or you threaten to call ICE. Now, they say the reason why is if you say illegal alien, you're demeaning, humiliating, or harassing a person. So, if somebody is doing something illegal, like if somebody is stealing or raping or whatever, are we, you know, harassing them? Are we going to be fined for calling a criminal a criminal? I mean, I get now. Okay, if somebody is here legally and you're calling them an illegal alien, that's mean, that's rude, that's defamatory. But if you have somebody that did come here illegally, and that's an objective, you know, description of their legal status, New York wants to stop that. And they call that hate speech. So the city's announcement ticked off a list of offensive ways to address immigrants, including threatening to call immigration and customs enforcement, or harassing somebody for their limited English proficiency. They said threatening to call ICE when motivated by discrimination, derogatory use of term illegal alien, or discrimination based on limited English proficiency, or unlawful discriminatory treatment under the New York City human rights law. Okay, so I get it. If somebody doesn't speak English well, okay, you know, I mean, cut them a break. But fines up to $250,000 can be assessed for each act of willful discrimination. So if you're an employer and you're trying to assess somebody's legality, you know, and citizenship so you don't get in trouble, can you be fined? They say New Yorkers could also face fines if they use similar language towards a lawful resident or citizen whom they perceive to be in the country illegally. See, this is why we are just handling this all wrong. Okay? We should be a country that has our immigration policy down, and this shows we don't. And right now, the American public is under the impression that we have many people here illegally that got through, that didn't get deported, whatever. And so people are kind of, I guess, trying to figure out, well, how do I not get in trouble for hiring someone? Because you get in big trouble if you hire somebody who's not, you know, in this country legally. So, I mean, as an employer, I'm like, well, crap, how do I make sure I don't get in trouble with the law without getting in trouble for asking about a citizenship status? You know, and so if we had a better immigration policy, we probably wouldn't be in this position. So, I don't know what to say. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.